So Ray Dolan, and he was meant by people at the Royal Free, and they raised the possibility of could we image the serotonergic receptors, because it was heavily involved in depression, serotonin, and suicide. It was a system which was proving is of interest in the psychiatric world. And Ray, somebody who felt that he stimulated our thinking about could we find a ligand for the serotonergic system. And at that time, there wasn't one which was satisfactory. And yet it stimulated our chemist, particularly Vic Pike, to keep an eye open for possible molecules. And they knew the sort of molecule you needed to bind to these receptors. And the serotonergic receptors has, like many others, many subtypes. So there's more than one. But anyway, and it so happened that through the contact with Wyeth, which had been back to the old opiate days, that somehow that thread of contact was maintained. Vic was able to pick up a lead from the Wyeth, who were developing this as an anxiolytic drug, I think, the Wyeth, as an anti-anxiety drug, primarily, I think it was. And I don't remember the details, but I suspect that they had indications from laboratory animal work. This looked pretty specific, even when you inject this stuff with tritiated. And then Vic picked up the challenge of how to label it, and we were able to get it into man and show we get very nice images of the 5-HT1A system.